In a moment, left field electronica and contemporary classics are among the selection in Lake Junction after a word about a day this week which was formerly known as Friday.
Ravel Day. Discover Ravel the man.
Adventurous, highly original.
He's not a tall man.
No, he was very small.
A very tough little man.
It's a funny house. Somebody, I think, described it as a wedge of cheese or a badly cut slice of brie.
I mean, this was a private place. You didn't drop in on Ravel. But every now and again, there would be a party, you know, in which he was the life and soul.
He hated Beto.
He was probably rather lonely.
Good teacher.
But he had very good friends.
Trapped, I guess, in his own body and unable to do what he knew he wanted to do and could have done.
Ravel Day, this Friday, here on BBC Radio 3.
And don't miss Kristen Scott Thomas in a special Ravel Words and Music.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. Here's Max Reinhardt.
Good evening, Ian. Now, tell me, how are you on punning record titles?
Not too bad.
What have you got for me?
How about Too Hot to Handle?
Quite good. Anything better than that?
I saw one once called Bach to Basics, which was even worse, I think.
I think so. Well, I have an album, Deceit, by Deceit.
Right.
Yes? No? Well, it was made in 1981 when analogue tape manipulation and loops were what still made the world go round. It's a thick slice of post-punk, pre-grunge, grunged-up prog. Paper Hats.
Paper hats are making people.
Sky Burial by James Holden, who not only creates his sound pieces but creates the software which takes his modular synthesizer on a journey through moments of glitchy pastoral calm into angry storms of distortion. Sounds like he comes from Devon, which he does, just like Nick Luscombe. Isabel Anderson doesn't, but she does confess to lurking round the countryside with a recording device, making sound installations and sublimely singing songs like this next one, Peggy Gordon, an old vaudeville ditty which became a popular Canadian folk tune. And after that, I'll let you into the amazing sound world of the epic artistic force that is Shelley Hirsch.
Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down here on my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so. I'm so in love, I can't deny it. My heart lies broken beneath my breast, but it's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I took myself to a glass of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare. But when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking and wishing. I wish I were in some lonely valley where womankind cannot be found, and the pretty birds all change their voices every moment to a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down here on my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted.
Lon Lon by Angelique Kidjo, produced by Tony Visconti. Her version of Ravel's Bolero, sung with lyrics, I think, in Fon, one of the 50 languages spoken in Benin. And there's much more Ravel on Friday here on Radio 3. As you might have heard, it's Ravel Day and we'll be playing his music all day long. In Tune, for example, features a brand new version of Bolero for beatbox and organ. That's beatboxer Shlomo, chamber organist Tom Bell, Hammond organist Will Bartlett, and they're all playing live just after 6 o'clock from Radio 1's Live Lounge. That's in Tune on Friday. Sadly, the American composer Robert Ashley died yesterday. He was a pioneer of electronic music and well known for his theatrical works. Here's one of the first pieces Ashley made using his own voice. In the composer's words, "I wanted to record an interior monologue that I was living with at the time, trying to record whatever state of mind produced the piece." This is Automatic Writing by Robert Ashley. J'ai toujours pensé qu'il y avait plus.
Le prix de la chose vraie. Et dis donc.
Robert Ashley's Automatic Writing, a piece that took 5 years to create. Ashley had a mild form of Tourette's syndrome and used his own involuntary speech as one of the voices in the music. He wondered whether Tourette's was like a primitive form of composing, maybe connected in some way to his ability to create music. He was a fascinating composer and conceptualist, and Music Matters on Saturday at 12:15 pays tribute, with guest Richard Burness on Robert Ashley, his life and his brilliant exploratory music. He's also the featured composer at this year's Frontiers Festival in Birmingham, and you can hear highlights from that on Radio 3's Here and Now in April and in May. You're listening to Late Junction at BBC Three, hashtag Late Junction. Algeria's Lili Boniche was another kind of musical catalyst. He developed a musical fusion in the 1940s, which he called Franc-Arabe, bringing together Haouzi, French chanson and Latin jazz rhythms, and making himself one of the premier cabaret acts in post-war Paris. Here's one of his showstoppers, El Guir.
علاش الغير علاش الغيرة علاش ما ترقد ما يجيك النوم تبقى تحسب رزق الناس تبقى تحسب رزق الناس والناس الكل فيك ما يلوم تبقى تحسب رزق الناس والناس فيك ما خضري ما عطاك الله خذ اللي ما عطاك الله تبرى وترتاح من الهموم اللي غير كوي ولا الداوي اللي ما دخش المحنة نعيد لك همي اللي غير عمرك لا تمنو شي لا تمنو شي لا تمنو شي واللي غير لا تمنو شي قليل النية ما تلقاش واحد في المية اللي نيسو صافية خلفتيها ولا يفضحك ما بين الغاشي بين الغاشي بين الغاشي وانسى فرحان ماشي اللي غير كوي ولا الداوي اللي ما دخش المحنة نعيد لك همي اللي غير عمرك لا تمنوشي لا تمنوشي لا تمنوشي واللي غير لا تمنوشي تدخلوا لدارك اللي غير ما تدخلوا لدارك ولا توكلوا من طعامك غير البلا يجيب لك وانا تجرت قبل منك من المحين وشاب راسي شاب راسي شاب راسي من حين وشاب راسي اللي غير ويدا شمعت كرشو اللي غير ويدا شمعت كرشو شيع غير في فلوسو بلك لا يخلصو واللي يعمل فيه الخير واللي ما يعقلوش ما يعقلوش ما يعقلوش واللي غير ما يعقلوش اللي غير كوي ولاد داوي اللي ما تخش المعنى نعيد لك همي اللي غير عمرك لا تمنوش لا تمنوش لا تمنوشي واللي غير لا تمنوشي اللي غير ويداش فسو مظلوم شفتو مزلوط ما يتمشى ما بين الحيوط راسو في العرض محطوط تقول عليه المسكين ما يعد ما يخب الشي ما يخب الشي ما يخب الشي ما يعد ما يخب الشي اللي غير ولاد داوي اللي ما دخش المعنى نعيد لك همي اللي غير عمرك لا تمنوشي لا تمنوشي لا تمنوشي واللي غير لا تمنوشي
Choir by Get the Blessing, from their new album Lope and Antelope. See them tomorrow night at the Jazz Cafe in London, featuring special guest Adrian Utley, guitarist of Portishead. In a moment, saxophonist Ulrich Krieger's version of Steve Reich's Pendulum Music. None of the original squeaks, but a lot more sub-bass, you bet. But first, a track from Are You Thinking of Me Every Minute of Every Day? Swedish indie band La Crosse's attempt to write about unselfish love in these times of what they call extreme self-centering. If Summer Ends.
Cry if you wanna cry. There's no one stopping you. I'm leaving my tears behind. I believe in everything, and I don't know where to stop. I'm not sure how to slow down. Fly if you wanna fly. There's no one holding you. This is the first time and it's new. I believe in everything, and I don't know where to start. I'm not sure how to slow down, but it's nice.
Summer will end.
great tune for a family car journey. Jenny Jenkins, an old-time traditional children's song sung by man and wife duo Estill and Orna Ball. Generally, they perform gospel tunes, and Estill was a local school bus driver. Fortunately for us, they were recorded by Alan Lomax back in 1941 on the porch of the only house at that time in Rugby, Virginia, to have electricity. Lucky it belonged to Orna's cousin, or they might have all been locked up, or worse, for trespassing. Ligeti wrote Clocks and Clouds in the early 70s, inspired by philosopher Sir Karl Popper's essay of Clocks and Clouds. Needless to say, I haven't read it, but I hear it underlines a distinction between physical phenomena like clocks that can be exactly measured and more nebulous ones like clouds, and how they each contain elements of the other. It's also an homage to Terry Riley's In C, which is exactly where it starts. Ligeti's Clocks and Clouds from 1973, composed for 12 female voices and orchestra, and that was the world premiere recording by Capella Amsterdam. Bernard Parmigiani is another doyen of contemporary classical music. He died last November, aged 86, and will be honoured with a three-day retrospective in London later this month, from March the 21st to March the 23rd. It's organised by the London Contemporary Music Festival, and the three events will include what they call diffusions of Parmigiani's music through a system of 32 loudspeakers. Well, here's Bernard himself with En Phase Hors Phase.
Thank you.
the Vivace movement from Ishie Nagy's Cloud Atlas, performed by UK Nagai. And before that, Show the Rest by Scarlet Chives, a Danish indie secret I've recently been let into. Well, that's close to curfew for tonight. Back tomorrow with another Late Junction, and I'm going to leave you with some Vintage Spires and Bowden, who unbelievably will soon be embarking on their farewell tour. It starts in Ellesmere Port this very Friday night, lands in London the following week, and doesn't stop till it hits Cheltenham on May the 24th. And don't worry, they'll be playing somewhere near you, that's for sure. Good night. Thanks for tweeting. Thanks for listening.
This is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Katriona Young, and let me take you straight to 14th century Pisa, the setting for an opera by the 19th century composer Prince Józef Poniatowski, great-nephew of the last king of Poland. His mother was Italian, he became a naturalised Frenchman, and his opera is a similar mix, an Italian story for a French audience. It's about Pierre de' Medici, who travels to Pisa hoping to marry the beautiful Laura, a cousin of the great inquisitor. When Pierre arrives at the palace, he is given a state welcome by his brother, Julien. But all is not what it seems, and it turns out that Laura, Pierre's intended bride, is actually in love with his brother. Later, Pierre meets the Grand Inquisitor and promises to share his power with him in return for Laura's hand. Meanwhile, alone in her room, Laura sings of her love for Julien. But when he arrives and tries to get her to escape with him, she won't be persuaded. Act 1 of Poniatowski's opera, Pierre de' Medici.